Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Big, big news last night. I couldn't quite believe what I was seeing when I read the update that the Guptas had been arrested in Dubai. How did you react to that? I'd love your thoughts on it. And we need to understand what it actually means. What does the arrest of the Guptas mean for South Africa? Sandile Swane is a political analyst. He joins us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Jolly good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for always being available to chat to us. It's really a big story, isn't it? Even if we can't assume that they're going to be here next week, Thursday. But it really is a massive story for South Africa.
Yes, it's a massive story in this country where lawlessness among the elites, the business and political elites, has become the norm. And as Thabo Mbeki used to put it, impunity, where people can commit all sorts of offenses without any consequences. Mm-hmm. Bearing in mind that these offenses come from 2011. The treaty with the UAE apparently was signed in 2018 already. And it's only now that these arrests are taking effect, bearing in mind that the ticket of CR17, when Cyril Ramaphosa was elected into power, was to clean up the state capture and corruption in general. Mm. So it has taken him the full term of an ANC presidency to get to this point. And there are still many court cases to resist this extradition that are still going to happen over the coming years.
Because it was no secret that they were there. I mean, the Dubai authorities knew, our authorities knew. They were pretty much available when anybody wanted them. And it has taken a long time to get to this point.
It has taken a long time. And the bigger question, I mean, there are two questions. The other one is not necessarily immediately our question, where you find these tax havens and other places like that, which protect an assortment of criminals as long as they bring in a lot of cash. That's one part of the problem that South Africa faces, because a lot of our top criminals, politically and in business and in outright gangsterism, are protected in tax havens. Two, we also know that comrades protect each other. We cannot run away from the fact that a lot of top comrades have been funded by the Guptas. The ANC itself has been funded by the Guptas. Others continue to be funded by the Guptas. So every little pothole, everything that can stampede or whatever stumbling block can be put on the road of justice will be put by the elites and slow the process down as much as possible.
So can we expect to see more of that? I mean, is that going to be the trajectory now, that we're going to just see one stumbling block after another, almost like a Jacob Zuma situation, that he has done absolutely everything to avoid his day in court?
I think that you must not underestimate the comrades. Mm. If you look at Arthur Fraser, for instance, how he released Jacob Zuma from prison for no good reason altogether, no good reason whatsoever, and Jacob Zuma is still outside.
Yeah, the arrogance
lately,
of that is unbelievable.
Lately, he's taken a daring step of throwing Cyril Ramaphosa under the bus. Regardless, I mean, I'm talking about the boldness of Arthur Fraser among the many bold comrades. Tony Nyangeni is not a teddy bear either, you know, Carl Niehaus and many others. They are going to throw everything they can ever possibly throw at this thing to try and cause as much confusion, as much delays as possible, and in the process possibly overthrow whoever may be the president of the ANC and take power. So there's going to be bitter battles around this thing.
Is this simply part of the continued internal battle? And you've mentioned the Fraser situation with Cyril Ramaphosa, and then a few days later, the Guptas get arrested in Dubai. It does seem to me to be a little bit of a coincidence, given the fact that we knew exactly, everybody's known where they are. Why now? It's almost that this hand was played with the Cyril Ramaphosa back home, and then somebody said, okay, you want to play this game? We'll pull in the Guptas and see your hand and raise you. That's the sense that I'm feeling around this.
Yes, at a basic level, your sense is correct. The thing that obviously the presidents will throw at you is the procedures within government, that the procedures of government don't allow them to do that. But we know that a lot of these things get done after dark. They don't get done at the office.
Yes.
So what we will want to say is that regardless of the smoothness or the craftiness of the techniques used, there are a number of camps that are fighting here. And there are a number of billionaires and multimillionaires on either side who are sponsoring this fight for various economic interests as well.
So how does this play out? How does this play out from now on? We've got Cyril Ramaphosa playing back his hand and saying, right, I'm going to the ethics committee. In the meantime, we've got the Guptas being arrested in Dubai. Obviously, this must have caused enormous ramifications and down the line of the whole Gupta chain back into government. It just seems to be that the stakes are getting higher and higher.
No, the stakes are getting higher. Bear in mind that when, if you are a comrade, the stakes for now, the stakes are within the next 6 months. The stakes for the comrades revolve around who is going to be in the top six. It may not be necessarily who's going to be the president, but who is going to be in the top six, more especially who is going to be the secretary general of the ANC,
right,
to control the procedures inside the ANC. But for South Africans in general, and the DA in particular, because the DA has got a problem in all of this. The for us as South Africans, I think a lot of South Africans have come to the conclusion that there is a lot of merit in not supporting the ANC and allowing the coalitions to go up. The DA, on the other hand, is trying to fraternize and partner with Cyril Ramaphosa. And you cannot partner with Cyril Ramaphosa without partnering with the ANC.
Absolutely.
And when the ANC comes, it comes with the RET forces. It comes with everything else that is in there. So a part of what we are dealing with here is the DA also looking to see which way is this thing going to go. And I'm telling you now, you're not going to clean out the RET forces within the next 5 years. The battle is going to be long. It's the Stalingrad approach, as they call it. It's going to be long. Every centimeter is going to be fought hard.
Very, very frightening. And no doubt this is, as Winston Churchill would say, not the beginning nor the end nor the end of the beginning. Perhaps it's the beginning of the end for the ANC. Very, very interesting times ahead. Sandile Swane, a political analyst, thank you as always for chatting to us. What does the arrest of the Guptas mean?